Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Yay, yay, yay. Friday at last. I don't know. It's been kind of a weird week. The weather, everybody's cooking out in the humidity and the heat.
Crazy.
It is. But where we live, we have to prepare for this. You know, this is Virginia out here and along the coast of Virginia beaches and all. We have flying all year.
Wonky. No,
yeah.
It's weird.
Snow is only occasional.
Depends on the year.
Yeah.
We've had it for like 2-3 weeks straight.
We're very much like London here. A lot of rain, fog. You know that they actually close schools and stuff over fog.
Yeah. Washington State, they do that.
Allison from the UK is present.
Allison, she's like our mascot now.
She's got to be something better. Maybe a mascot is like an animal.
She's our
psychic
love doctor.
Or something.
A
super.
VIP.
You call him like a super
VIP.
Fan. They call him like super.
Well,
he's a groupie.
Well, I don't know about that.
The old mascot thing. Four-legged or it's a bird or something.
Maybe like a VIP fan.
Yeah, super
groupie,
fan.
Or a super groupie.
V is...
We got a bunch of people here. We got Ashley, I think, was here, and Suzanne.
Wow. Suzanne saw your pictures of Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
Always wanted to go there.
I have only heard rumors.
My boss bought water plays for a week, Ashley said. Why do you have to buy water?
What does that mean?
Yeah, are you guys having water issues? Bless you.
It's showtime sneezing. Yep.
Yeah, do you have water issues, Ashley? Wrong. It's the wrong Suzanne.
What do you mean?
That wrong Suzanne right there.
Who? How could she? How do you know which one we were talking about?
Because I said I saw your... I saw your
Okay. I was about to say, I didn't say anything. That she, I was about to say, it was not I.
Oops. I'm sorry. That's right. She is the one from Canada. From the Canada. I have not been to happy hour, but my tongue doesn't want to work.
I didn't know we had a Suzanne from Canada.
Yeah.
I know we have a Laura.
No, this is a different one.
I'll take your word for it.
Well, Deb, we have this personal relationship with all these people. So
good to see you. All right, where's my cards?
Son of a biscuit.
Oh,
what?
I guess we're using the invisible deck tonight.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Either on her desk. Just don't let the dog sneak out.
Oh, geez.
I just don't feel like one-legging it over.
You think your staff is going to get you all set up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, staff, you're in trouble.
Yeah. You think the person that flips the cards would look for them before the show starts? It's a two-way street. The most important part of the show. Well, second most. She's the most important part.
Oh, well.
She can still talk about cards. She just couldn't do them without them.
No, and some people have asked me, can't you do a without the cards? And I'll tell you what, I find that I'm more objective with the cards. Otherwise, I feel like my own opinions and, you know, thoughts, et cetera, sort of intercede when I try the cards.
Yeah, I think doing it without the cards is not really a...
And, you know,
it's not a reading.
We get a preconceived notion about something or some... Excuse me, the cards have set us straight.
and the two doggy girls are over here, and baby girl is laying up like this with her legs up and her legs.
That's usually Katie.
It's hilarious.
That's usually Katie.
I don't know who. I couldn't really.
That's her style.
I just couldn't believe it.
That's her style. She lays like like a dead cockroach, belly up.
Well, I hope that y'all are gearing up for some hot readings, because I am. I've been looking forward to this all day. Yeah.
Hot blooded. There we go. That's what we need now.
Let's see. Had a fever.
Had a fever of a 3. That's what we need right there.
Luke Branton.
Yes. We need some callers, too.
Luke? No, it's Luke Graham.
We'll do our show starter stuff. First of all, those of you on Blog Talk, and we know that we are heard globally.
It tells us.
This shows us.
It shows us the map of where listeners have been.
The UK is strong.
Yeah, that and right around there, Europe part, Germany and France.
Southern Africa, strong.
Well, they get them on Facebook. Oh, goody.
Oh, what? All right. He's battling. He's in warrior. We get a lot of, what are they, scammers?
The butt-tards have arrived.
Stupid people trying to scam.
If somebody writes a little itty-bitty software program that probably a 7-year geek could write.
And they're going to say.
And it just automatically picks it up and sends them this message. Like, it's like getting a spam call on your phone. It's like, really?
Oh, all right. So,
I'm sorry.
Again, I only use an ordinary deck of playing cards for those kinds of the show. But I'm not going to just do a random draw of a couple cards. I know that some other practitioners like to go. Myself, I prefer to see the whole playing field.
The whole enchilada.
That's right. I used to say that.
Why is that?
In the sense, it's a 24-card layout. When you call into the show, you get a question, possibly two, answered with this one layout. And if you're arranging a private session with me during the time arranged for your session, we're going to do as many layouts as we need to. And you'll find that the build on top of each other. Like, you can come to our shows and get a reading. You can't get two readings on the...
It's fair, Bolton.
Yeah. But you can get one every, a lot of the practitioners will say, well, you can't have another reading for 2 weeks or a week. I prefer to keep my fee really reasonable, because I'd rather have you come back. So in terms of life coaching, work on your various issues through the wonderful tools. Choice and change. This is life-changing moments come from. You're able to perceive your future, the path you're naturally right now. And if you don't like what you see, if it's less than you hoped for, if it's not improvement, well, we're going to improve that path, or you're going to refuse it and move on in a new direction. So that is the, this method is so, it's also extremely literal and specific. So this isn't an easy system to call in. I would just like a general reading.
Right.
Yes. Later, after I've connected with you spiritually and intuitively, then I hear many call in and say, I'm just looking for a up. And then I'd be able to do it because I know you psychically so well through the cards.
They're connected.
And with that, I'll turn it over to Jimbo Baggins.
All right. Show topic, communication. That's how you get a reading. You got to call us, talk to us, ask us a question one way or another. The first and foremost, the phone line. And that number is 515-602-9676. That gets you into the Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk.
Because we have the British chicks. Welcome to Blog Talk.
Yeah. We should probably mention also, Jim, along those lines, your numbers disappear. They are not safe. You're not going to receive any kind of, phone spamming advertisements or Christmas. You're not going to get any of that.
Right. We can't say anything.
No, when you call in, they tell you you're going on hold. You go on hold. We'll see your number on a list, but that's just so we can see and make sure, you know, we take them in the order that we. You won't get forgotten because you're on a list in front of our eyeballs. Government, and they forget about you because they want to. Yes, and you can Skype. You can actually Skype the number. We get Skypes. We get Skype calls.
Yeah, we do.
Like I said, I always say I was shocked that you Skype to somebody's landline or their cell phone. That's pretty cool, actually. Anyway, but when you do go live, please get off that speakerphone. Get off that Bluetooth. Don't break laws. Don't kill yourself driving down the road on your motorcycle or whatever. Watch out your background noises. Quit multitasking. When you're on hold, you got to multitask. You can't just sit there. You'll vegetate. But please sit down, relax, find a good place if you can. We can't promise. Most of the time, it still isn't bad, but sometimes we hear you after it goes through the internet and stuff and background noises and I don't know, you're in a mall or something, we're screwed, you know. So that's the name of that tune. All right, and if you cannot call in, the best way, and it's a great way too, is the using Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee. All right, Deborah Lee, don't Facebook
I'm showing
Messenger.
You, for those that are joining us on Facebook, on the Psychic Love Doctor page.
She's showing you the hardware that she gets your message.
But then it's always turned toward us. You don't have to make this a video call.
Yeah, and the folks that are, whatever.
But it's a great way for those of you who are international and don't want to get slammed with these.
That's kind of the only way you can do it.
Yeah.
Really, if you want to have a live. And the last way we're going to do it is if people that can't messenger us, just take people that can't do anything but type the little question here. Or what view? There's a 20-30 second delay there, so just that little bit of a hurdle. Messenger is do not messenger us until we specifically say we're taking messenger calls now.
Yeah, we will.
We will say that. Otherwise, we're gonna have to hang up on you because there's no hold like that. It's just it is what it is. So. Let's see. And like I said last, I already talked about the Facebook folks that can't. You can type your question in now. And we have a caller on. We see you. Don't fret. We got you. We're not going to forget about you, but we got something to talk about.
Yeah, we do. That is Veronica. She sits off to the side.
I do.
She's busy note-taking. She likes essential elements of your reading in case we need to on something further down the road. Also going to give you your your rebel card reading after I give you mine.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very special deck, but it's so you can go.
It's unique.
Yes, you can go on Amazon, probably lots of other places that sell card decks.
Mm-hmm.
Called the Rebel Deck, and it's going to be an in-your-face, you know, very blunt,
where you like
cuss words,
yeah.
Bottom line things.
I've seen other people use other angel cards. There's like 50 of them are seen. But I've never seen anyone use the Rebel deck. I like it.
It is definitely not common.
No.
And
nope.
You are right. Going to, all right, tell us the crystal is going to be sponsoring our show.
So we have got the Rose Quartz. It is not raw. This is shined and
it's just too bad you really couldn't. The cameras do it no justice.
So
none
have
of them.
It in a sphere and a block.
But it's called rose crystal.
Rose.
So
quartz.
If you show up
quartz.
On the camera,
rose quartz.
Rose quartz. You can go look on the internet and see really
and
nice.
Rose quartz restores and trust and brings harmony to relationships. The love crystal.
Yeah, I like
kind
that.
Of, it's kind of a very, very light pinkish whitish.
It is a very light pink, almost like the dual. Here we got going on.
Sort of kind of, yeah, on here they look really, mine looks great.
Yeah.
Because, you know, cameras. But anyway, go back to
it
the quartz, that, your quartz, the rose quartz.
It eliminates, it can eliminate negative energy to dissolve old hurts and encourage self-forgiveness.
I made into jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a lot of
I
these are.
I can't tell you how often.
Remember the last one you did,
the tiger eye.
I think it was Ellison, wasn't it? You had a friend or somebody that really only wears those or really loves them or something.
It's I love all these crystals. My daughter and I really are into them, and they coincidentally go together with essential oils. So we do that. So it's
there you
very
go.
Cool. Yeah. So that's our spot.
So it's running away.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about these is that you can tell your stones are real.
How?
If they're cold to the touch. You keep on holding them in your hand. They will continue to be pretty kind of cold. If they're plastic, they will just be
Okay.
And this is safe to go into your yard with.
Yes, we learned that some of them will literally just dissolve if you put them in water.
Some of the quartz, right?
There's other crystals. So there's most people can feel their water or their salt or something, their rocks in water, to recharge them or to cleanse them or whatever. Some will completely degrade and others will be poisonous. So the air or the gas they give off could kill you.
Especially salt water. You're up. A whole different ball game, salt
just
water.
Just know what you're doing before you go and clean or do whatever.
Yeah,
and
salt's very
corrosive. And we'll continue to do a special take care of your crystals.
We'll have to. Yeah.
Chlorides, and that's a very corrosive material to certain things that are susceptible. Don't care about it, but some things are like, chlorides, I'm going to do, will just disappear. To be careful.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Veronica.
Thank you very much.
And I think it's time we get going. Those readings.
I think it is too. I just want to give out that number one more time for our listeners and viewers. 515-602-676. That is the number to call in. And the show on the road.
Yes, let's do.
All right. Caller number one is area code 51, which is in the land of 10,000 Lakes, Minnesota. 651.
Hello there. Hi, it's Christiana. How are you doing?
Yep. Very good. Welcome to the show.
I figured it was, but I like mystery sometimes.
Sometimes we do actually get other people that
we do
call in on that.
And then we fall over our, the feet that are in our mouth.
So how are you doing? Is it hot there?
It is pretty hot there here today. Yes, it is.
Well,
yep,
as a child growing up, that was never a traveler. Going south was going southern Minnesota. That was the land down south, and it was always hotter down there.
A big trip.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a common trip, but it was pretty hot around there.
Yes. So
yeah, it can get pretty humid.
I've noticed a lot of your wonderful. I want to say again, because I'm so impressed, the pages that you write. You have an amazing ability as a writer, and I'm glad that you don't put your light under a bushel basket, as they used to say.
Did they really?
Yeah,
under a bushel. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think you're very expressive, and I find it just absolutely delightful to read what you put on your post. So, with that said,
thank you.
What's yours? What question do you have?
I'm a person that really believes that dreams can provide a lot of insight, but I was wondering if you could look into it for me in the cards. I was in it looked like it was on a hill, and it was a bunch of, like, old furniture and household stuff, and then I was, like, holding, this sounds kind of weird, but I was holding a blind, disabled little dog, and I was, like, crying. I was just wondering if you could, like, maybe see what that kind of means, like what the symbolism means.
Just bear in mind that everything in a dream is symbolic.
Right. So when you see a dog, it might not be a dog at all.
And it's
crying,
a whole.
It might not even be anything.
It's a whole different field of
right. So
it's almost a disclaimer thing here, you know, like we say the legal and the medical. There's people that do that for a living.
I have old in a little bit.
Yeah.
But I am not.
But she'll give it a shot, but just remember.
I'll take a look at it.
It's a disclaimer, so you might get some great info back.
Were you like in an attic?
No, she said she was.
No, it was outside on a hill.
Outside on a hill, and there was household things there?
Yeah, like junk, like furniture and junk, and then I was holding this abandoned, disabled, blind little dog, white dog. and crying because I felt bad for it.
I know
it's a weird question, but I figured I'd ask.
All right. Take a shot.
So take a shot. And, you know, you could, like I say, 99.9 million% of the time, all the way to the, not probably 100, what you grunt about is not what is really.
Like the other night. The other night, I dreamed that we caught, I was in a military uniform. We caught she was a horrendous serial killer, but even killed children.
Oh,
we caught her.
I hate it when that happens.
And she killed like 20. Man.
Which is weird. They usually don't do that.
And
okay.
We were busy chopping bodies
and putting them
like on a conveyor belt. A huge building. It was kind of like a airplane hangar.
Yeah.
And the body parts were all going into an incinerator.
Well, that's
what in the world?
I had a dream that my leg was cut off and thrown into a dump. So. With the body part.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of times these dreams are just so ridiculous too.
Go
ahead.
As soon as you said you said
disabled.
Then you said he was disabled and is disabled or something that is lacking of. It means you are lack of freedom or control.
Very good. Because wait till you say what the cards have
and
to say.
Oh, I bet you that's what
they're
saying. I looked it up, and that's what it was. So,
all right. Now, I got something kind of cool from this.
Already done.
Looking at the cards. They're saying to me that the junk that you were on a hill, it was a hill, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That you were with, it was the minutia of your life up now. And the puppy you were consoling, the dog, was you up to now. And there was more that continued because I really feel that the dream was resolving some emotional wounds. And you were consoling yourself. Yep. Now, how about that? I have no idea what the cards are going to throw at me. And people might be saying, hey, wait a minute. She's only got 52 cards to deal with. How in the world is she getting that? Well, the thing is, the cards trigger intuitive thoughts. So I can't say, well, a card means a wounded dog. Yeah.
First of all, the card thing is you're not doing it justice. It's not just 52 cards. It's 52 cards in how many different locations and how many different sequences. The nights are getting astronomical.
You really do.
Happening. So it's beyond 52, the number.
So standing on a hill symbolizes uncontrollable envy. You are expressing some sort of powerful emotion that is kept pent up inside.
I think it's all good, Shiana. Yeah.
I think it's good in you with being a little bit lighter.
You're emerging from the minutia junk. You're emerging.
It's to me.
Yeah.
I don't know that every single dream.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know.
And like, I think
it meant something to me because.
Yeah. What, dear?
Well,
it meant something to me because I got a healing the other night and someone removed a blockage from my heart chakra. It was like an energetic healing and clearing, so I could. It does make sense to me, but thank you.
Well, that's terrific. I'm happy.
To me, I think the ones that are significant are the ones that, not necessarily every night, but you hear.
Well,
yes.
Sometimes people wake up and have no recollection, but you probably.
But I'm saying, or you have like this dream that was really like, holy crap, and I have another one that's similar and no more messages that are the same. It's like, don't know what kind of weight you put on it, but if you always, I'm always, every so often I get this dream where I'm always, here, I'm naked, I'm healthy. And there's some kind of message there if you get it over and over again.
I agree.
Yeah.
Recurring dreams.
Reoccurring, yeah. But I'm saying, that's just me. I'm not an expert at squat. So, you know, I'm just throwing
it
out there.
Well, that's interesting you say that because I've had a reoccurring dream for years that I'm boarding a really nice big airplane.
Right.
I'm going to...
Wherever. You're going somewhere.
I'm going somewhere. plane. Yes. And it climbs and climbs after takeoff. Gets just so far, and then it crashes.
There's some kind of message there if it's recurring.
Well, I asked at my office. I do have a girl that dabbles in dreams. She says you take flight with an idea or a project, and then you shoot yourself in the foot by thinking you're going to fail.
Sure, that's and since it's reoccurring, that means it's in the back of your mind at least.
Of course
it's, that's why it's coming out in your dreams.
But the last airplane I, that plane landed in perfectly fine.
Miami.
South Beach.
Yeah.
South
Beach. Yeah. So I think that maybe means my mindset has changed.
It could be. It could, yeah. And it,
yeah.
You have to see if that reoccurs.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you, Christiana, before we go.
Card reading before we go.
Yeah,
to that.
Don't leave. But if there's any ever anything significant in the cards, I want to bring it forward.
And that's for everybody.
Everybody.
You could ask a question about once. I want to know about my violin. Am I going to get it? So well, I don't know about that.
But over here.
Yeah, holy crap! You got. One in the mail.
I like to throw out. Try to throw out like just things that are a little different. So.
I like to
ask the same question.
Yeah.
You have
all questions are on the board.
Two men in here. One, he's going to work with you for some sort of like work connection. Or it could be I see papers here.
Mm.
Like signing documents. And he's gonna be madly in love with this guy. And he seems like he could be a great but the one who's gonna steal your heart is at the top. The layout, and he's going to know the minute he meets you, that is the woman I'm going to marry. And look at that, right there. This is the card that
it's about time.
Yes, I know.
It's always better late than never, though.
But as long as we see these, you know, continually coming up in the cards, it means we're still on that path.
On the same page.
Yeah.
But to continually see it there is a good thing.
Right. And I don't know if you did the rose quartz today as our crystal sponsor, and that is actually the heart chakra, which I think is really cool.
And she had
and
a healing.
She said that, I was like, I bet you that's what that is. So it's very cool.
She was listening on hold.
I think it's awesome, and I think it's all coming together.
Double card time.
Yeah, so
all right.
Where is your rebel? Talk to anyone. Don't look at anyone. You need some time alone. And you know why.
What does that say to you, Christiana? Anything?
You need time alone, and you know why.
That I need some time alone?
And you know why.
You know why.
I think it has to do a lot with just healing and clearing out things that don't serve me anymore, like emotionally.
You know, and sometimes it's really, really good for everybody, but a lot of people like a lot of alone time for just phases. Decompress and just think. Just think.
Mm-hmm. I have some chakra guided meditations. That if you would like me to email, this goes, it's on each one, and oh my gosh, they're so good. If you'd like me to
I'll
send
email
them,
you.
Yeah, do that.
That's the best thing
That's
to do.
That's the only way for them to seem to go.
Yeah, the email is the best. If you start messaging, so that's not good because we have like an auto reply because we get 4 trillion.
Yeah. That's
the
right.
You will get lost in the shuffle.
So remember.
Thank you so much for the reading. And
again. Now, Christiana, we can pass these guided meditations on.
Right.
We don't own the property.
Okay.
Which means you shall also not. We know you wouldn't. We just got to say that.
Well, thank you, and please have a really great weekend.
Have a good weekend. It
but
is.
We'll be here tomorrow night.
Okay. Take care.
Take care, honey. Bye-bye. I really enjoy the ones that constantly call us and the rest of you.
Anybody.
Remember.
New, occasional, or every
newcomer once. After that, you're stuck with us.
We kind of, like, really, really enjoy for you to call in because we kind of get a different perspective into certain people's lives, and we...
All right.
We want to hear about what's happening with you.
We do.
We are at the halfway point of the show, so we want to remind everybody that the show is for informational purposes only.
Yes.
We hope everybody enjoys themselves. That number to call in, 515-602-9676. That's call in to Blog Talk Radio. Messenger folks, don't run away because the lines, it's a Friday night. You don't know. We're probably going to turn to you next.
Yep,
soon.
Stick around.
Not next. We have a caller. So don't worry, caller. We don't forget our callers.
I see you, Summer. Good to have you with us.
Yep. Said hi to her.
Yes.
Okay, to our next caller, which is area code 443, which is in the Lendary, Maryland.
Ooh,
443.
Hello.
This is probably Suzanne, I'm guessing.
Yes, the other Suzanne.
The other Suzanne.
Other.
The one that's not hopping around Nova Scotia.
Right.
I wish I was.
Yeah, I do too, to tell you the truth.
I don't know.
It's probably cool up there.
You're right. It probably depends, like, anywhere where you
yeah.
there. Yep.
It's
all right.
Probably really cool, though.
Depends on where, probably.
Good to hear from you, the other Suzanne.
From the land of Mary. Yeah. That's who I assumed it was. I didn't know anything about this Nova Scotia stuff.
Well, how can we help you? What's on your mind?
What's cooking?
I am just checking in to see if there's anything I need to know.
All right.
Word up on that, dog.
Well, this is a prime example. Someone who's had enough readings.
Right.
Where I don't need a question.
Yeah, a brand new person calling in the first time says, I'm just checking in. What do the cards tell me? Because we know zero about your life, your history, your past, what's going on. So you're going to be like, your reading's going to be kind of false. It's going to lack pinpoint precise information. So everybody should give as much info as possible.
And
the regulars, but if you're brand new, you should try to give too much info here the first time. That's going to help.
Something's really personal. Don't hesitate to use.
Oh, yeah. Or you can say, I'm just going to call by the first initial. Say, I'm going to make up a wholly different name.
Which is possibly.
But try to remember that fake name if you go back again. Otherwise, it could get confusing on our end. See, I can never do that. I have a bad memory. I can never make up a fake name. Fake event. I can never go. I can never have an affair. Because my cover story, I would have a totally different cover story. The next week I'm talking about something totally different. It's not what you said last week. You're like, oh shit, you know. So.
All right, for Suzanne, messages for you are that you are definitely in a period of transformation.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, do you hear us now?
Okay.
On the show.
We'll catch you. 1, 2, 3.
We're sorry.
Say, talk.
Hello.
So whatever snafu